Hey, all of you who are tuned in to BBS, we are live on the air, and we're a minute early, so we're just going to continue with checking people in and telling bad jokes while we wait for the call to start, okay? So I'll turn it back to you guys. Let me just go get Kerry.
All right, that sounds good. Thanks. Yes, I'm glad. Available for everybody on the internet, and we had another caller come in on the conference call line. I welcome you, and if you want to, please say your name and location.
Steve in Flagstaff.
Hey, Steve, how are you doing?
Just great.
All right, thanks for being here.
There was a Carol on who had severe pneumonia, and does anybody know how she is, or whether she recovered, or if she's called back again?
Was it yesterday?
It was the call before yesterday.
All right. Are you talking about Carolyn from Okotok?
It might be. She was very ill, and in fact, she went to listen on BBS. Excuse me.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, everyone. This is Joel Chicago.
Hey, Joel. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Jumping off a call.
All right. Thank you for being here, Joel.
Thank you.
And we had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
John from Aspen.
Hi, John. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being here. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Thank you for being here.
John say he was from Athens? Is that Athens, Georgia, or Athens, Greece?
Aspen, right?
Aspen, Colorado.
Oh, Aspen.
In the snow. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Tennessee.
Welcome to the call.
Is that Chris?
Thank you.
Is that Chris? Chris? Is that Chris in Tennessee?
No, it isn't.
Okay, thank you.
And if Terry is here, she may speak up.
Hi.
Hello. Terry. Good evening to you.
Hi, Terry. Hi there. Hello.
You know what? I think we're ready to start. Okay? It is 6:02. And let's see, we have to mute everybody. We have to start the recording. Just a moment.
This conference is being recorded.
This is Lynn Free and Terry Brown and a band of gypsies on our calls. Let's see. Hello, gypsies. Are you there?
Hello.
There they are. You know, wanderers do tend to be gypsies. Let me just say, today, did I say the date? This is May 20th, 2013. And we are a gang of people who show up. And we are on a learning curve, a very unusual learning curve. And it doesn't have to do with what you believe, and it doesn't have to do even what you think, and it doesn't have to do with having your mind kind of know new principles or anything like that. The learning curve is learning how group energies work that are based on free will with affinity to other group energies that are not in this realm. We're all on this line. We're listening with our ears, and we're a group energy. And group energy in this realm is very common, although people may not call it that. Everyone experiences group energy. when you come home to your family and you suddenly feel your home and you feel that connection, and this doesn't work for everybody because not everybody had a great family or a great feeling of home, but those people that have had that understand what I'm talking about. And a family is a group energy. And it's a group energy. Two people got together, they had children, and they dedicated a life to bringing new children into this world and creating an environment that they could flourish in. That's a group energy. Going to a movie where it's particularly touching, or even when everyone's emotions are together on the scary scenes, that's a group energy. Some of you may have noticed that when you watch a movie in a movie theater, it is usually a much more intense experience than if you're sitting and watching it on your computer. And that's because you're participating in a group energy. In fact, everything in this realm is got layers of group energy attached to it. For example, sometimes cities that are particularly picturesque, that are historic, and where people have a lot of pride in their city, those cities have a group energy attached to them. So when you go into that city, you feel all of that. It feels pleasant. Whereas you can go to another area where there is no energy like that, and it feels cacophonic. Cacophonic, I think that's the word. It feels disoriented. So most of the time, group energies come together. They come together for something in the physical. A family is a group energy. It's in the physical. It's creating a home. It's creating an environment for children, but it's still a physicalized group energy. And a movie, obviously, is let's watch this movie, and everyone's watching the same movie, which is physically projected onto a screen. And the difference in our group energy, it is not connected other than the fact that you have a telephone on your ear and that I have a voice, but it's not me doing it. I'm talking, but it's not me. Or it's part of me. It's a small part of me. You can show up and you can listen and you can feel things shift. But it's not because you have a telephone on your ear. It's not the telephone that's shifting you. It's not my voice that's shifting you. But my voice creates a focal point. And this is all stuff I've learned. I didn't know this 4 years ago. I didn't know how this worked. As I was having my experience with this intelligence that said it was the Elohim, I started to notice, and you guys can notice this too if you pay close attention, is
did we lose Wim?
I don't hear anything.
Hi, do you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, hold on. He dropped. His line is still connected, but hey, Terry, will you check on Wim to see what's up?
Yeah, go.
So now he dropped out. His line dropped out, so he will be right back.
Okay.
Right.
All it takes is just a little patience. For now, a good time for us to talk about him.
Sometimes the line's been dropping out here.
It is on Skype, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's just hold on a moment. Anything interesting to say to us, Terry?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me
now?
Yeah. We hear you now.
Okay. If I drop out, let me know right away, because I'll call back. I just hung up on Skype and called back. Okay? So I'm not sure why that happened. But you know what? While I'm talking, I think what I'll do here is I will just call in on my cell phone and have it in the background. So there's no delay if my voice drops out. I remember where I was, so I'll be right back. Of course, my cell phone isn't working. Hello, hello?
Yeah, now we're on Skype, right?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Sound is really rocky.
Okay, we're in.
Sounds a bit rocky, not your end. Can everybody hear me?
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, my cell phone is on, so just tell me immediately if there's a problem, and I'll switch. We're connected. So, you know, the workings of group energy was talking about how if I started talking about the Elohim, the energy would suddenly shift. And I said, geez, is that my imagination? And I could feel the shift. And it kept going on that way. And of course, I couldn't just start talking about them. It was too much. So I had to talk about things that would hold the energy and keep people's interest. And then somehow the conversation would drift where I would share that. And as soon as I started sharing it, the energy shifted. And if the person I was talking to was sensitive, and I said, did you notice that shift? They would notice it. It was subtle, but it was distinctive and consistent. So I got the idea that they were looking over my shoulder, and that they would, if I started talking about them, they would flow into the space. And see, I'm talking about them now. Just by saying that starts to happen. And so it was a grand experiment on my part to see how this works. And as all you have been part of the experiment, many of you who are on this line, they keep coming back and notice that when you show up, every time you show up, there's that shift. And what some of you are noticing is there's a continuum. When you keep coming to these calls, you do it three times a week, when you keep immersing yourself in these materials, before you know it, time starts moving at a different speed. Some of you have had that experience. And the way you perceive time, this is a key, because a lot of you are wondering, am I getting there? Am I making progress? And I know when people first look at this, and when I first looked at it, it was like, how does this work? You know, you read about blinding flashes of light coming in for enlightened people. How do these sources that say they created the universe, how do you know you start to make a connection? And you can't trust a voice in your head. That's what most people think. They talk to me, but you can't trust that. Because how do you know that voice is them? How do you know they are who they say they are? Oftentimes, it's not. Even when it says that, it's not. Well, there is this time shift where time starts moving faster. Some of you notice, you get on these calls, and they're an hour, and I get emails that feel like 10 minutes. Our Sunday call is 2 hours, and the energy can be really high, and it doesn't feel like 2 hours. Well, the experience of time moving fast is, to me, one of those important indications that you are learning how to access other dimensions. Because the part of you, the part of us that's in those dimensions is causing this experience of time moving fast. And, of course, if we hear their explanations for this, that there are multiple timelines stacked up on top of each other, and we're in the middle of them, and we could say that the Elohim might be at the top of those timelines. You know, in spirituality, people would talk about the eternal now, the eternal now. And I never quite understood what that meant. What is the eternal now? But now I get a glimmer of understanding it, because it's the place where time stops, and all of creation expands from the place where time stops. And then time, which is a part of creation, it doesn't exist as an absolute. Time is unfolding in all these different dimensions and timelines until it gets to us, and we're stuck in 3D. And what we're learning how to do is learn how to access higher timelines. And this is if you become a student of this process, if you're becoming a student of it, one thing to be aware of is as you start to access higher timelines, as you start to experience time moving faster, it's possible that you're going to access timelines where there's something negative, because there are negative things in other timelines. And it's kind of like you're driving blind because you can't see it. You sense the expansion, and you can't see it. And that was happening to myself, and particularly to Daphne, early on in this experience. And, you know, at one point, I had a session with Terry. No, actually, wait a second. No, this was came in a dream message at that time. As you dedicate yourself to the positive, as you dedicate yourself to love, serve, and care, the negative goes away. You see, the negative can't come in on loving, service, and care. It's a wall. It keeps the negative at bay, because if you hold your ground, it creates a barrier, because they would have to come into those same. So when you deviate from those things is where the negative can access you. What is a deviation? Being self-aggrandizing. Thinking you're better than other people, that you have awareness that other people don't have. You start condescending. Jealousy, greed, all the lower aspects of human nature. And they're not that easy to get over. But as you start expanding, it's really important to be cognizant that if you still are involved in these qualities, it's very possible to attract something negative lot of vigilance to be on this kind of path. Vigilance, paying attention. It takes a certain amount of fearlessness. It takes, I want this experience. I want to grow. I want to experience God. I want to experience higher energies. And then be prepared to face what comes, because the part of you that has that experience will be different than the person that's asking for the experience. So there's a lot of preparation that goes on. Just by creating that intention, you start a whole series of processes in your own consciousness and in your own field that is going to cause the release of old patterns. It's going to cause, of course, each person is different. So each person is going to have to deal with it in their own way, not one size fits all. But for most people, there's going to be some intense catalytic stuff. And that is good, because those are the things, as you release them, they clear your space. When you truly release them, they're not there anymore. So whether it's trauma, whether it's certain negative feelings, how do you deal with negative feelings? You observe them. You do not judge yourself. One of the things is, if I talk, say, greed or jealousy, sometimes these things come up, and it's like the worst thing you can do is say, uh-oh, I'm bad, I'm being greedy, I'm being jealous, I'm being lustful, I'm being this. And it doesn't work to call yourself bad. That's a self-judgment. So you have to learn how to deal with these things when they come up. And the best way for me that I've learned to deal with them is to observe them, to put loving energy around them, and don't act them out. In other words, you can experience it inside yourself. And you say, there I am, I'm being jealous. My neighbor just won the lottery, and here I am, I can't even bring food home. Say, okay, I'm going to put that all in the light. And in your mind, you can say, I'm glad my neighbor won the lottery, and you can move on. And even if it stays and stays, you just keep that attitude. And if you do that long enough, you'll take the power away from that particular attitude, and it will not be prevalent on holding you back. And so each of us is on our process. Each of us gets to watch ourselves and notice the things that, if you're experiencing time moving faster when you're on these calls, and then you go back into your life, and it's a big mess, and then you come back on the call, and time is moving faster again, then what you need to do is visit the spirit channel often and listen to lots of these calls, because there's huge amounts of keys and understandings about how to make this work for you. And so not only will you get the energy, but you'll get the understanding of how to apply it so that you can change your life. Now, one of the things that we have learned, that I have learned, is this whole thing of group energy is the most powerful group energy with positive intention connected to it is the most powerful transformative tool in the universe, as far as I can tell. And it's probably, that can be used by the negative as well. The difference between the negative and the positive This was in the raw material. It was a very interesting idea. You know, we have the idea that there's these two group souls, the Elohim group and the raw group, and both of them are positive, and both of them are available to assist us in their own ways, and they have done so, and particularly in our group, they're very present. And the, one of the interesting things in the raw material was that the negative works with the same principles of, as group, of group energy, the same principles. They come together. What do you think a witch's circle is, or a satanic circle, or, you know, all the ways, the rituals that are done by the negative. So they're working with group energy. The thing about the Ra group and the Elohim group, the negative can't hold a group energy at that high a level because they compete with each other. See, those groups are holding for, in our timeline, millions, billions, and trillions of years, okay? And that, according to the raw material, they can hold like that because that's the way they empower themselves to be effective in helping us. Whereas, you know, there's a lot of things that could be more fun. Let's go have a vacation. Let's go do this. You know, I see myself. I see with Terry. I see with Hives. I see with many of the people that are volunteering that, you know, there's always more fun things to do than sit around and do transcripts for 3 hours or coming to a radio show three times a week. And yet we are learning that fun, it can be fun, doesn't last. It's a distraction. You have fun, and then you go back to your life, and the fun is over. There's nothing forever about it. That's no reason not to have fun. You can have fun. But just understanding that holding the energy on these calls is beyond fun. It anchors yourself to a whole timeline that's moving at a higher dimension, that has more joy in it, that changes the quality of your life from the top down, not from the bottom up of having fun. So we've ended up being committed to it. Terry is committed. Many people. And the only reason this is happening is because of all those people that have made commitments to hold the space. The people, Bogdan, Gary, they're all ordinary people, but somehow they got it. They got the vision that this is bigger than having fun. And truthfully, once you start getting the wave of it and you start holding the space for it, the old ways that you thought were fun become boring, okay? It doesn't mean not to do them, but they're less fun, okay? And so these are things you have to discover for yourself. And when you're depressed and you want to go out and have fun, please do so. I'm not telling you not to have fun, because at that place you might need that to lift your depression. But as you start going onto the higher path, it becomes much less interesting. And then we want to commiserate. Why do we want to, you know, the people that come on the calls early, you know, we have to watch it. I've been warning them because we don't want new people to show up while Dwayne is telling a dirty joke or someone else. But they're coming on the calls early, and suddenly we're having fun as humans, because this energy, once you start holding this energy, you can go back and have fun, and then you go back to holding the energy, and you go back to have fun, and it starts to be all the same. It starts to be kind of a flow. And those of you that keep coming back, whether you know it or not, you've ended up on a path. Because once you start experiencing these higher energy flows, the things you did before don't hold the same interest anymore. And you want to just keep doing things that hold these kinds of energies. And as you do that, we start to experience this new world that everyone talks about, but not in the future, in the now. You're creating it in the now, and you experience the love for other people and the compassion for other people. Not because you're trying to be good, but because you can't help yourself. And all of those things are part of what keeps you in this higher flow, which keeps your timelines operating at a higher level, at a faster level. And time starts moving fast. And when you establish that, when you really establish it, it's like whatever happens in the world is just another place. It's not really, it is happening, of course. But, you know, if you compare how you used to relate to it to how you're starting to relate to it now, it's like you feel detached from it. Because you're establishing yourself in a timeline that's above the timeline of this planet. And that is how, one way of looking at how evolution works. And many of you understand exactly what I'm saying, because you've been coming into these calls and you're having that kind of experience. And some of you who maybe don't come into the calls that much, that have just showed up tonight, feeling the energy. If you do, please come back often, because it will start your own evolutionary path. All the people that have been on our calls, we keep coming back, have had, most of them have had some kind of observation of shift in the way time moves. And they are on their way. You know, in olden times, there was a word called initiation. And there's a book called Initiation by Elizabeth Hesch. And the idea would be that someone would, this is my way of describing it, you know, even with an Indian guru who did initiations, if he was a real guru, the idea of an initiation is that someone is able to hold a different timeline, and they're able, by osmosis, to transfer this timeline to someone else so they can start holding it. And then they become a spiritual group. This is the nature of evolution, learning how to access timelines and shift your experience to a higher timeline. And for myself, for one who has done a lot of spiritual study in this lifetime and reading, etc., sometimes a book can trigger it. Sometimes a book can trigger it. Sometimes a person can trigger it. Sometimes, you know, a great friendship can trigger it, you know. But pay attention to what triggers these timelines to shift for yourself. Because what happens is, as you move in to these different timelines, you actually start moving into the creational aspect of reality rather than physical reality, which is the byproduct of the creational aspect. And in physical reality, things are tight. They're stiff. They're rigid. They don't move. Minds that are stuck in the timelines of physical reality are stubborn. And as you start moving into higher timelines, you start moving into creational realities. And then in the higher timelines, we can meet the energies of these intelligences that have been talking to us, that explain themselves to be group souls, and they exist in these higher timelines. And then we join together, we create an intention, and we're in a creational reality place now. And so our intention is manipulating creational reality so something can shift down here, and it looks like a miracle. But it only looks like a miracle here, because in the higher realms, it's just the way it works. Intention just manipulates it. Everything shifts. It's like fluid. It's like the difference between rock, water, steam. You know, rock doesn't shift. Water is fluid and steam is very fluid. And moving into the area where things are like steam and creating intensive forms so that it can precipitate into the physical and create what looks like a miracle. And of course, the common word for creating intentions into higher spaces and precipitating miracles is what? It's prayer. But prayer doesn't make it sound like, I'm explaining what I think is the science behind how this works. Nonetheless, prayer is the word to say, ask. Now, asking works better when you've moved into a higher timeline. Becoming sacred, becoming serious, sometimes is required to have this movement. Not necessarily always. One of the things I wanted to do, and Willow brought this up, I think I would like to ask our sources some questions about this. And in particular, I want to put in this light this Thai, what is it called? It's not a hurricane, it's not a cyclone, tornado. The tornadoes that hit Oklahoma City that are still traveling. And we want to ask to see if we can use our group energy to make any shift on that. We actually did this one time on a Sunday morning, and it was kind of mind-blowing, where I don't want to say what it was, because I never know if we're going to do it, if anything's going to work. So we'll just see. But Terry, are you there?
Yes, I'm
Hello,
here.
Terry.
I'm here.
Okay. Okay. So is that okay with you if we do that?
All right.
Okay. Oh, boy. Let's take a deep breath together. Let out anything in you that's stressful, keeping you tight, tense, scared, whatever. Right. Father, Mother, God. We ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, coming in through the top of our heads, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoked a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present with us for some questions?
We greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. This is Ra on the 20th of May, 2013. And we take a look in. We see the circumstances of what you seek. And we see a large energy that is over a part of the area, and we send them to calm you. Do you have questions?
Yes. I assume what you were just doing regarded the tornado we were talking about, yes?
Yes, we do not wish to revisit this too much this time as we are holding a calming. There are calming.
Okay. Well, you know, we were talking about timelines and dimensions, and the universe is a hologram of expanding timelines, terminating at what spiritual people call, some spiritual people call the eternal now. And is that a valid way of understanding this from your point of view? And can you add any additional elucidation to help our understanding?
There are, as you move into the higher realm, different subjects of time in our realm. There is not such a long period in a unit of time. Time goes fast, although it does not seem to us to be fast. But
can Terry move the microphone a little closer to her mouth? Her voice is not well today. Thank you.
Give us a moment. Time in our section of what it is very fast compared to your time, although it does not seem very fast to us. When we compare it to your time takes a great deal of patience to wait out, as it takes all of the ingredients, all of the energies, all of the consciousnesses working together, and it takes it longer for everything to complete in your realm. Therefore, there are different classifications of time depending upon where you are. You ask about the eternal now. There is a place of stillness, the folk from being balanced. So the place where time stops and one moves out of the physical universe. And there is total stillness there, and one can use this as a jumping off place to move outside of time. And when you move outside of time, it is very nonlinear. Everything is happening at the same time. If we would use the word time, we move a little bit further into all that is, and there begins to be an organization of matter, which then has a sense of time because of the matter cycle. The matter has a cycle of completion of the spin of the orbit. And it lends its, you call it time, to the influences that come within that area, and it takes on an ambience of what it takes for the basic matrices to complete a unit of manifestation. In the Earth realm, it is a very long time, as it seems to us, because there are many coincident consciousness confluent in the manifestation of something in your realm.
As we would look at different beings in different timelines, is it comparable to, say, if a human is staying in one place, or if they're in a car that's speeding along, or if they're in an airplane that's speeding along, they always feel the same, although they're moving through space at different speeds. Is that somewhat true for a consciousness that's in a higher timeline, that they feel a linearity within their own timeline that wouldn't be so different to the linearity we feel? Just as if a person is in a speeding plane, they feel the same. Does that make sense?
That is correct. In our timeline, we do not feel that time is moving very rapidly until we look at your timeline, and then we see great difference in the speed that things are happening. And first, in our first conversation, it took us great patience to wait for you to finish talking. In our timeline, however, we do not feel things are moving very rapidly until we compare it to your timeline, where we see great slowness.
And would the reverse would be true also. As a human is evolving, they are, as I was describing it, they start accessing other timelines. And while they're in both timelines, they can feel the difference. But when they establish themselves in a new timeline, then they don't necessarily even quite notice they're in a new timeline because they're in the now of that timeline. Is that accurate?
That is correct. So when you move into a new timeline, say into our timeline or even partially into our timeline, and then something goes on for, say, an hour of your time, the individual who is experiencing it in our timeline experiences getting way more done than an hour's worth of work and can say, oh my gosh, 2 hours has gone by, but it seems like only one. And it is a very pleasant experience to be able to speed up your timeline.
Now, consciousnesses and beings in higher timelines can be aware of lower timelines, but it's a greater challenge for a being in a slower timeline to access a higher timeline. Is that accurate?
Yes. Although when an individual gets proficient at it, then it is a pleasant experience, and they can simply put their mind into a new set point and can then get a whole lot more done in a smaller amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
They can then experience the higher timeline as a normal thing, and then when they move back to their timeline, it is like, oh my gosh, look at everything that we got done. It's amazing. And they can't believe that so much has gotten done, and that they think that more time has gone by, but it hasn't.
Thank you. Am I also correct that when I say if a person is on an evolutionary path, that bringing themselves into environments where time is moving faster is a way for them to train themselves to hold the space of that new timeline?
Yes, it is. However, we honor your timeline and do not wish everybody to try to rush, as it's taking a moment of relaxation, of the enjoyment of the moment is important, and one does not need to rush around.
Thank you. Is there a connection with the chakras that each chakra might be connected to a certain timeline as well as having the qualities of that particular chakra?
When an individual is able to experience the optimum spinning of their own chakras, then they are able to move as a whole more into a higher timeline. If one of the chakras is not working as well, it can disrupt their experience as that one area of their life, which is not just the spinning of a chakra, but it is connected to a whole area of their life. Say the foundation chakra, the root of the body, is the connection with the ground, with the family, with home. And if that is not working, if it is shut down, then the individual does not have as rich an experience in moving into the other timeline as if
mm-hmm.
all the chakras are moving together.
So if someone, say, has their seventh chakra open, the crown chakra, and they don't have their third chakra open, then they would find a certain kind of dysfunctionality in the way it all comes together. Yes?
We see that it is complex in that there are certain areas that take gold to be able to develop their higher chakras and to be able to move into a higher timeline, and then to leave their lower chakras behind, so to speak, and to connect easier in the upper chakras. His richer experience, one mom is able to experience all of their chakras being open.
Thank you. You know, it's just about time to end this call. And do you have any closing comments for us?
These calls are very important, and we appreciate each and every person and the ability to connect with each and every one of you. And it brings tears to our energy eyes to make this connection. Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here and answering our questions. And I just wanted to mention to you all, many of you know that that you've become kind of connected to our work, and it's made a difference in your life, and it's been not easy to share that with other people that you wished it would make a difference for. And for the last two mailings I did, I mentioned that we have a hard copy of The Creator Gods of the Physical Universe Want to Talk to You. And it could be a really good tool to share this work. I recommend that you get at least one of them, keep it, and loan it to people, and see how that works. Because if you remember, for many of you, it was the reading of that book that triggered everything that followed, made you interested. And so sharing it with another person could make a huge difference for that person. You never know who is going to gravitate towards it. But I know the book has been extremely effective in opening people up to possibilities that they never dreamed existed. So if you look at today's email, there was a link to get it. $15, and just recommending that. And on that note, we'll open the mics.
A huge difference for that person. You never know who is going to gravitate towards it.
But now, what does I know? The book has been extremely effective.
That's me on BBS Radio on a delay.
The possibilities
that
they never dreamed existed. So if you look at today's email, there was a link to get it. It's $15. And just recommending that. And on that note, we'll open the mics. We're all still friends for that person. You never know who is going to gravitate towards it. And now, what if I know the difference in screen?
There we go. I muted it.
Okay. We'll see you all next time.
Thank you, Wynn.
Okay.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, Marilyn. Good night, Wynn. Good night, Terry.
Good night, all.